I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Father, we give you praise in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear an amen? Clap your two hands together. Come on, do it better. Hallelujah. One more time, I want to welcome you to Travail 2026. You want to shout, satisfied with favor. Take a seat in heavenly places. By the time we will end this travail, your life and destiny will be satisfied with favor. Amen. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. So I want to quickly bring to a conclusion, possibly, what I started talking about on Sunday, so that we can, which is also in line with the first week of travail. The first week of travail is dedicated to spirituality, dedicated to consecration, dedicated to a spirit-filled life, having it right on track with God, so that every other thing will work for you as we go through the remaining of the year. So Pastor Cole, both online and physically, started with us powerfully, even to yesterday. Let's appreciate the servant of God. Powerful prayers and powerful word on consecration, holiness, and all that. Now, on Sunday, I started looking at conditioning your spirit to hear from the Holy Spirit. And in a moment of fasting and prayer, it is a very, very important thing to know how to position yourself to hear from God. Prayer is a dialogue. Say, prayer is a dialogue. Prayer is a relationship between you and your Father, with your spirit and His spirit. And so it is not a monologue. It is not a one-way affair where for 40 days you'll be praying and you end the fasting without hearing anything. You end a prayer without having any answer. You end a fasting, a prayer without your ability to say, God spoke to me. Your ability to say, God answered and said this to me. God wants you to have an answer you are sure of. God wants, because if your Father speaks to you, your Father wants you to comprehend. There is no Father that wants to speak in ambiguity or in a confusing state or manner where you can't understand, you can't interpret, you can't decode. Every father wants his children to have the ability to decode their communication. That's why right from your childhood, your Father speaks to you in a language you should learn and you should understand, which will become a foundation for communication for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So it is about how to be susceptible to the Spirit or to the voice of the Spirit. How to be susceptible. How to position yourself, to condition yourself that makes it so easy for you to hear from God. Because God speaks in different ways. I talked to you that in a couple of weeks ago. That God can speak to you through several ways. How to be led by the Spirit. God uses in several ways. Your conscience, your inner spirit, the two small voice, dreams and visions. So the voice of God is coded in several ways. Inscriptions on just a billboard can speak to you. Inscriptions just behind a motorbike or a car can just speak to you. The voice of God can speak to you through several ways. But the issue is your ability to decode it. That has always been the issue. And I told you that many of us are in the situations we are in today, not because God wanted us, not because our Father wanted us to find ourselves in that mess or in that situation of difficulty, but it is just because we did not hear His voice. We could not decode his voice. We could not have understanding of his voice. But I pray that this fasting and prayer will not be like the usual. I said it will not be like the usual for you. That you only pray and not hear an answer. You only pray and cannot say that God said this or God said that or God spoke to me. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that by the close of this fasting, you will have a definite response. You will have a definite response. But for that to be possible, you need to learn how to condition your spirit. You need to how to make your spirit susceptible to the voice of the spirit or are able to catch spiritual signals so that you can know when God is speaking to you. Because you may be waiting for the tender and it may not come. You may be waiting for the fire and it may not come. But the still small voice may be the one that God may be using to speak to you. So I pray that you will be ready so that these 40 days you will have utmost or maximum results. Can I hear an amen? That you will receive maximum results. Can I hear an amen? So we said for you to condition yourself or for you to position yourself, the first thing is to maintain a spiritual disposition. That means that be spiritual. Tell someone be spiritual. Be spiritual. Maintain a spiritual disposition. We said in Revelation 1 verse 10, it said, I was in the spirit on the day of the Lord. And I heard behind me a loud voice. So when you are in the spirit on the day of the Lord, you have taken a spiritual disposition, then you are very sure that you can hear the voice behind you. You are very sure that the voice may be speaking, but you will not hear it. The reason is because you are not in the spirit, you are in the flesh. You are not in the spirit, you are in the flesh. You have not taken a spiritual position or you have not entered into a spiritual disposition. And I explained to you that that is what Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 says, that I will stand upon my watch to see what he will say. You can never ever hear if you are not on your watch, if you are not on guard. And how can you be on your watch? How can you take a spiritual disposition? Or how can you tune yourself to take a spiritual position to hear spiritual voices? Because God is a spirit. And those that relate with him must relate with him in spirit and in truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You cannot be a carnal person hearing a spiritual voice. You will not understand. God tried it with Nebuchadnezzar. He didn't understand. God tried it with Pharaoh. He didn't understand. You are not the one to understand. You will have the dream, but you can't decode it. You will have the vision, but you can't decode it. You will need another spiritual person to say, I had this dream. I am confused. I saw this. I am confused. I heard this voice. I'm confused. The issue is because you don't have a spiritual disposition. The difference between you and that brother is that he's on the mountain and you are in the valley. He's connected and you are disconnected. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that in these 40 days, your spirit will be tuned back to God. Your spirit will be tuned back to God. Your spirit will be tuned back to God. And his voice will be familiar to you. His voice will be familiar to you. You will not say something said. You will not say, I heard this, I saw this, I don't understand. But you will have the ability, the capacity, the ability to be able to interpret rightly the things that God is communicating to you. Clap your two hands together. I hear what I'm saying. I've done that. Go and listen to it well. Go and listen to it well. I've done that. So let's go. Number two. I've done that. I went very deep. I even showed you how to take a spiritual position. Go and listen to it because the key is your mind. The key is your mind. What to think about, what to focus your mind on is what will make you spiritual or carnal. It's your soul. Your soul. What to position your mind on is the key. If you keep feeding your mind with carnal things, the Bible says that your life will be carnal. If you feed your mind with spiritual things, the Bible says your life will be spiritual. We saw that in Romans 8, verse 5 to 9. It said, for those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. That means that if you see someone who is living a carnal life, who is not spiritual, it is because he has already set his mind on carnal things. His favorite place is Facebook. His favorite place is TikTok. His favorite place is behind the television. He's never found behind a book reading. He's never found behind prayer. He's never found in doing anything spiritual. He wakes up in the morning, all through the day, his mind is focused on what? Worldly things. Such a person will hardly hear the voice of God, even though he may be speaking loud. I get what I'm saying. So your mind is the key. Is it about those who live according to the spirit or who are spiritual? They set their minds on the things of the spirit. For to be carnally mindedness is to die or to backslide. But to be spiritually minded is to have peace. And what life? This is shalom. Is to do well. To be spiritually minded is to do well. Is to succeed. So you cannot be spiritual
taking a spiritual disposition. You cannot have that position if your mind is carnal. If you have focused your mind on carnal things, your life will be a product of carnality. Obviously, you cannot stop doing certain bad things because your mind is feeding on bad things. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me jump and go. Number two, I said to cultivate the climate of the word. Cultivate in this 40-day fasting and prayer, you must be connected to the word. Cultivate a climate, generate a climate of the word, be saturated by the word of God. That's why I love it when I heard yesterday when Pastor Cole was talking about his wife and says that he has not seen anyway. He listens to my message until he married his wife. Realize his wife listens to my message maybe more than him. You get it? So that is somebody who has planted his life by the rivers of water. He will do well. She will do well. Her spiritual life will be better than a lot of people because she sleeps with my message. She wakes up with my message. She's always found listening to my message. Such a person, God will speak to such a person in so many ways. She will easily hear the voice of God in so many ways. You see? So cultivate a climate. That's what we call a climate. Always you are listening. Because some of you never listen to my message because you don't have a preaching appointment. When you get a preaching appointment right now, you start listening to it. So for someone who is not on program to preach and is listening to the message, means that she's spiritual. Yeah, because some of you, if I put you on 1 month, like pastors, if I put you on 1 month break, you are not preaching, you'll be shocked you listen to a message. You'll be very, very shocked that you're not listening to any message. Yeah, because this month, you are free. Hallelujah. So for someone who is not a preaching schedule, listening to the message back to back for another to bear witness of it, it means that the person is crazy. That's what we call create a climate. Tell somebody, create a climate of the word. And you will easily hear the voice of God. You will easily hear the voice of God. Because I think some time ago I told you that when you open the word of God, you have opened the mouth of God. And when you get connected to a message, it's like you have turned on a socket. You've turned on a switch. Light will come. Light will come. Light will come. You will not be confused. Once you turn on the switch, light will come. The word of God is a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Once you get connected to it, you turn on the switch. So in any area of your life, you are not permitted to be confused. I hear what I'm saying. You are not permitted to be in darkness. Can you hear what I'm trying to say? That you find yourself in darkness means that it looks like evil is dominating your life. It looks like evil is increasing your life. It looks like only bad things are happening to you because you are finding yourself where in darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. I get what I'm trying to say. Good. But when you connect yourself to the word of God, you have connected yourself to the voice of God. Because as you are hearing me preach, there is another voice you'll be hearing, trying to interpret what I'm saying, trying to talk to you in different ways. How many of you have that witness? Anytime you hear a man of God preaching, you hear another voice. Either it is your voice or another voice trying to talk to you, trying to explain, trying to interpret more about what the person is saying. Sometimes that voice is what helps you to apply what I'm saying to your life. I am preaching general, but that voice will now go to your house and say, have you seen the last time I told you that you should do? Or have you seen the last time when you did this and did that? You see that that's what he's talking about. Have you seen that the last time you had that dream and you saw that? That's what he's talking about. So as I am speaking, I am preaching the word of God, but the voice of the Spirit will start speaking to you in a specific way. It will start leading you to things you can relate with. And that is what we mean, the voice of God. So in the abundance of the word of God is more of the voice of God. If you stop listening to the message, you are easily going to be cut off from the voice of God. When you connect yourself to a message, you will start opening the light of the word. The voice will start entering. You'll start hearing God speak to you concerning several things in your life. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. So we spoke about that. 1 Samuel 3:21. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of God. The Lord appeared this time around, not in vision. The Lord appeared this time around, not in dreams. The Lord appeared this time around, not in tender storms. Do you know that when God speaks, it sounds like thunder? Are you aware of that? Is it John chapter 12? Go to John chapter 12. The Bible says that when Jesus prayed to God and God responded. When God responded, it sounded like thunder. And the people around said, oh, it has tended. It's like when we are here and then you hear, you say, oh, it's so better. It has tended. But the Bible says that that was an answer God gave to Jesus. So when the voice of God comes, sometimes it sounds like thunder. And it is tender to what? Carnal people. They can't interpret what was said. But to the spiritual person, he heard the voice from heaven. You can find it. It's in John chapter 12. One of the verses. In John chapter 12. It was a discourse between Jesus. It was a discourse. And those who were standing by, that's how the Bible wrote it. And those who were standing by said, it has tended. But it was God speaking to them. Hallelujah. Have you found it? Jesus said, Father, glorify. So Jesus prayed, glorify yourself. Just as you have glorified before, blah, blah, blah. And then the Bible says in verse 29, therefore, verse 28, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Then the people who stood by, say the carnal people, say those who are not in the spirit, on that day of the Lord, when the Lord had visited those who were not in the spirit, Bible said they heard it and said it had tended. How many times have you heard tender? That God was talking to one man of God. How many times have you heard tender? That maybe God was talking to your roommate. Or maybe God was talking to you, but you were so deaf, you said tender. Somebody says, oh, so pastor, every tender, is it the voice of God? I don't know. I don't know. And I've not said that. But there are tenders that are supernatural. Is every fire supernatural? No. But there are fires that are Holy Ghost fire. Moses saw one. He saw a bush burning with fire. Yet, the fire did not consume. That's not natural fire. So you can see fire and you can see fire. In the same way, you can hear thunder and you can hear thunder. But there are thunders that are not naturally produced. There are thunders that are spiritually produced. They are called the voice of God. They are called the voice of God. Am I blessing you? So let me come back to my story. So I'm saying that God speaks to us. But we don't hear his voice. The reason is because we are carnal. We don't take spiritual disposition. And we cut ourselves from messages. We cut ourselves. We don't listen to messages. A lot of us don't listen to messages unless you are in church. When you come to church, instead of listening to the message, you are on TikTok, you are on Facebook, you are on your phone. You are playing around. Instead of listening, because as is preaching, it is not everything said on the altar that is for you. Tell somebody, it's not everything said on the altar that is for you. In every service, there is the word of God to you. In every sermon, there is the word of God to you. When that word comes, it hits you, pam. Then you know this one, it is for me. That is where sometimes you get angry. That is where sometimes you feel someone has snitched on you. That's where sometimes you feel someone has reported you. That's where sometimes you say that, this is what I was struggling with. This is what I was asking somebody the last time, and the pastor has answered it. One shepherd who sent me a message asking me about what to do concerning some difficulties with the territory work and blah, 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 blah. And then I listened. I said, okay, I'll answer you. I'm busy now. I'll answer you. Then I forgot 2 weeks. Then I was preaching one day in church. Either 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I've not answered. Me too, I forgot. Me, if you ask me a question, you better come and remind me. My dream also, so come and remind me. So I'd forgotten. Then I was preaching in church on a Sunday like this, on a different topic, dealing with different things. And somewhere, somehow, the message digressed and went into areas and spoke about shepherding, ministry, hardship, how to overcome it. And I switched back to other things. That week, he messaged, he said, Pastor, you have answered my question. I said, one question. Said, oh, I asked you a question 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, but you didn't answer. But now I found the answer. I said, where did you? I said, when you were preaching. I said, I didn't preach on shepherding. I said, when you were preaching, you got to a certain junction and you started talking about A, B, C, D. Now, that answered me directly. But for the rest, it was tender. They will say, oh, why is it that daddy is preaching about this? Now he's talking about this. Why? It's not for you. It's not for you. To you, it is tender. But to somebody, it is the voice of God. They have a question. They have an action. They can't get an answer. But when I move to that relationship issue, maybe I'm talking about, you see, well, when I'm preaching, you should be ready for the word of God at any junction. Yours may come in introduction. Some of it will come in body. Some of it will come conclusion. Some of it will come when I'm sharing the grace. Unless you have never sat under my ministry, you realize that when I'm preaching one message, I can say several things that has nothing to do with the message. Sometimes I can go out and I'll forget what I'm saying. Then I ask, what was I saying? How many of you remember that? That means I've gone beyond, that's not what I came to talk about. So I've even forgotten which junction I got to. But in moments like this, the spirit has taken over. I'm not in charge. And he's advising someone. He's talking to someone. He's giving a business idea to someone. He's giving a marriage idea to someone. He's giving an academic key to someone. He's helping someone with a ministry. He's making a way, a family battle. He's resolving it for someone. So in every sermon, in every word of God, there is a voice of God for a specific person. Tell somebody, go for the word. Saturate yourself with the word of God. That is why I go. The Lord appeared to him in the voice or in the word of the Lord. Then number three, I said, great. It looks like I've gone over the message and I'm preaching it again. Because I'm seeing new faces, they are lost. They've not gotten the recording. So it looks like I have to mention. But that's also taking my time. Number three, I also said, create the climate of worship and praise to connect to his voice. Create the climate of worship and praise. That in the climate, in the atmosphere, that means, and also, it's not once in a while. It should be a climate. It should be your lifestyle. Always, you either have the word of God playing in your background, or you have worship songs. When you sit in my car, one of these two, you are sure to hear it. I'm not sure you can ever hear the voice of OKFM, PCFM, some things on my radio. I'm not sure. But you can be sure to hear sermons, afternoon sermons from Bishop Intefu, from Victory Bible, Bishop Takia Boy. You can hear. Once I tune to sweet melodies, there's a time I know they will be preaching. Otherwise, once I sit in my car. If I can play the song, you'll be tired of the song. I'm not tired. There are songs when I play now, my wife becomes very, very uncomfortable. Say that you remind me of my pregnancy days. Because when I was pregnant, I used to play this song. So now anytime I hear this song, I feel like I'm pregnant. Please, turn it off. So she's tired. You see, the men who understand, but the women who have been pregnant before, it looks like they understand these things. So it's like the thing has programmed in her mind that when she hears this song, Penor, she remembers 5 years ago. Or 6 years ago, when I played it. I mean, when I catch one song, I'll play at his ability. It's called atmosphere. Can play for like 1 year. Currently, the song I'm playing is almost 1 year. And I'm not changing. Once I sit in my car, it will start playing. It's an atmosphere. When I'm going on long journey, that's when I even get the chance to listen to the whole recording or the whole set. Because most of the time, it's track 1, track 2, track 3. I'll get home. So for 1 year, track 1, track 2, track 3. Track 1. You are tired. I'm not tired. That's how it's an atmosphere. So when I'm driving in such an atmosphere, why won't God speak to me? Why won't the voice of God speak to me? When I'm driving in such an atmosphere, why won't I be getting sermons? Why won't I be getting messages? Because as they are singing, they will see a certain line that will click with my spirit. Then a scripture will drop. Then an example will come. Then an illustration will come. Then all of a sudden, I have a word. A word. The voice of God. It comes through worship songs. On Sunday, I gave you a surprising scripture. In Isaiah chapter 30, The verse number 29:30. It says, you shall have a song. Everybody say, I shall have a song. Say, I'll have my own song. I'll not let the radio determine my song. I'll have my own song. I shall have a song. I'll not let my neighbor determine my song. I'll use earpiece to have my own song. I'll not let those sitting around me determine the song I listen to. I'll use my earpiece to determine the song that I'm listening to. Say, I shall have a song. He said, and you shall have a song as in the night, especially what you listen to in the night. It will make you want to visit your boyfriend, your girlfriend. True or not true? The ladies understand what I'm saying. Those blue songs, cool, midnight drive, that you hear a very deep voice talking to the by the time you realize your body is flying already. You know, so a song as in the night, when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart, when one goes with a flute to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And when you have a song, what will happen to you? When you soak songs, what will happen to you? When you are connected to song, what will happen to you? Verse 30, it said, then the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. May you begin to hear the glorious voice of God. May you begin to hear the marvelous voice of God. May God begin to speak to you in a marvelous way. May God begin to speak to you in a supernatural way. May God begin to speak to you in a glorious way. If your amen is loud, the Lord will open your ears. I said the Lord will open your spirit. From today, you'll be susceptible to the voice of the Lord. You'll be vulnerable to the voice of the Lord. From today, your ears will be prone to hearing the voice of God. He said, then the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. Clap your two hands for the Lord. And that is why Elisha will say, bring me a minstrel, 2 Kings 3:15, to sing. And when the minstrel was playing the instrument, then the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. And he said, thou sayest the Lord. That means that when the music was going on, he heard. The hand of the Lord came upon. Do you know that the hand of the Lord works with the voice of God? Should I prove it to you? Anytime the voice of God speaks to you, or the hand of God comes upon you, it doesn't come without anything. He always speaks. He has a voice. The two of them, they work together. It's like God appoints you and directs you. He gives you a voice. It's like God speaks to you and his hand comes upon you, which is a representation of what is power. So anytime his power comes, his voice follows. Anytime his voice comes, his hand follows. Go back to the scripture we just read before I come up here. Go back to the scripture we just read. Okay. He said, then will cause his glorious voice to be heard and show the descent of his arm. His hand will come upon you. The descent. His hand will descend from heaven upon you. May the hand of God come upon you this 40 days. As the voice of God comes unto you, may his hand accompany the voice. I said, may his hand accompany the voice. That means his power will come down. In Matthew chapter 3, when he was being baptized and he came out, what happened? A voice came from heaven. And the spirit came from heaven. The power and the voice. They walked together. The hand came. And that is why in 2 Kings 3, the verse number 15, when they played the instrument and the sound, the hand of the Lord, which represents of the power of God, came. And verse 16, and the voice of God came. And Elisha told the people, this is what I hear. I hear the Lord say, make this valley full of ditches. That is, thou sayest the Lord. That means I hear God say, connect to spiritual songs. Tell somebody, connect to spiritual songs. Connect to spiritual songs. If you don't know how to connect, hey, listen, you are a Christian. All you listen to are worldly songs. You will not be spiritual. You will not hear from God. Your life will be dry. Dry because, and some of you, you don't listen to worldly songs. Neither do you listen to spiritual songs. Ask the one by you, are you the one? You are in the middle. You don't have a song. The radio gives you a song. You don't have a song. Where you are sitting determines the song you soak for the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Before you get up, you soak, be fine. Then you get up. When you leave there, it start ringing your ears. You don't have a song. You don't have a song. You don't deliberately listen to Christian songs. When I pick your phone, how many, in fact, songs have come? Some of you, you don't even know the latest songs that have come. Neither do you have the old songs that have come. So what do you have? At least me, I don't have latest songs. I mostly don't have latest unless I look for somebody to send to me. But at least the one in the last 2 years, 3 years that I still have. Amen. Because as of now, people have moved from singing, I'm still there. That's still my junction. I hear my wife play, out of my wife, I don't know how she gets the latest songs. But sometimes I hear, there's like, this song too easy in the world. But once I say, oh, today I'm playing song, I'll take you back to... I'll take you back to I enter the holy so holy 90 koto. I'll take you back. You don't have new one. Abe, you don't have old one too. So what are you listening to? I'm the one, but you don't have the new one. When I ask you the new gospel musicians, you don't know their names. The old ones too, you don't have. James, you listen to Christian songs. Do you intentionally soak? You must load your phone with songs. Laura, you must intentionally load your phone. Go to somebody. Go to a chorister. Come to Pastor Collins. Or go to Pastor Collins Jr. Go to tell them that give me songs. Give me songs. Send me songs. It's a conscious thing. Otherwise, you cannot have a spiritual disposition. You can't. It's a work. If you want to have an abundance of the voice of God, you can hear the voice of God. You must create the atmosphere of the spiritual songs. Hallelujah. Have I said something? Have I said something? Clap your two hands for the Lord. That is what people told us in Acts 13 verse 2. That as they ministered to the Lord, that means they were singing and they fasted, the Holy Spirit said. They were ministering, singing to the Lord, praying, fasting. So in these 40 days, one key thing that will determine your satisfaction or favor is your access to the voice. If God says that, call Mr. So-so and so, and you didn't hear it, you still say God has not favored you. If God speaks to you that go to this company, like he told Elijah, that go to this river, I have prepared provision for you. If God directs you and you don't hear it, you will say, I finished another travail without answer. That has been the calamity of many believers. No fasting fails. Especially when pursued God's way. But the whole issue has been our access to the voice. Direction from God. From today, may your ears open. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Shakapa rakata kapa rakete lebelebede. Rakata kapa rakete kebrakata kapa rakete lebe. Shakapa rakata kapa rakete kebrakata labahash. Lekete kebrakata parekete kebrakata labahash. Oh, shakapa rakete kebrakata kapa rakete. Ligada barakata kapa rakete kebrakata labahash. Amen. Let me give you two more keys quickly. And then let's begin to pray. Because we are in fasting. Get this. The fourth thing to do to be able to hear the voice of God easily is by praying in the Holy Ghost. And I need to say this because I just said pray in tongues. And some of you don't know why I'm saying pray in tongues. I'm saying pray in tongues because it's a key to hearing from God's voice. If you want God to talk to you, you must speak in the language he understands. His language is the language of the Spirit. That's why we call it the language of the Spirit. It's the language of God. It is the language of God. It's the language of the Spirit. Inasmuch as God created all other tongues, and if God wants to speak to his people in the spiritual, in the language of his level, it's the language of the Spirit. And that's why the Bible says that he who speaks an unknown tongue, he doesn't talk to men. It's not our language. To us, it's confusion, it's tender. But to him, it's mysteries. Deep things. Amen. Tell somebody, speaking in tongues is a key to hearing the voice of God concerning any issue of your life. You want to know, and you want to have an answer these 40 days as you are praying. You want to provoke an answer. Then pray in tongues more than you pray in understanding. I'm telling you, it's a key. It's a booster of prayer. It's a key. It's an amplifier of answers. Listen, I'm teaching you how to tune your spirit.
And so as we are talking now, there's DSTV signals all around us. Our neighbors are watching. I've never watched some here before because I don't know how to catch it. I don't have the signal. I've not positioned myself to catch it. Amen. Somebody is after your building. The person is watching DSTV. You came before the person. And you are not watching because you've not. God is speaking. Tell somebody God is speaking. Tell somebody God is always speaking. The problem is you hearing. And these 40 days, this fasting will not be futile. I said, this fast will not be like usual for some people here. For some people here, all your problem has been access to what? The voice. If only you had heard that voice, the business wouldn't have collapsed. If only you have heard that voice, you would have been married by now. If only you have heard that voice, you would have missed that step. If only you have heard that voice, things wouldn't have been the way they are now. And so one of the greatest assets that you need to succeed in this year and in this fast is that God, open my ears. Lord, open my ears. Open my ears. If there is any prayer, I'll recommend that you write on your list. I know you have a long list. You even need extra papers. But prayer I'll recommend is that, Lord, open my ears and my eyes that I may know what you are saying. That I may know what you want me to do. Because that has been where a lot of us have been stopped. The devil couldn't stop you. Your ignorance did. The devil couldn't defeat you. Your ignorance did. For they are destroyed because of witches. No. For they are destroyed because of demons. No. For they are destroyed because their father has neglected them. No. For they are destroyed because God has forsaken them. No. For they are destroyed for lack of. These 40 days, you are standing upon your watch. Jesus said, watch and pray. Why must we watch? We must watch because he's giving us a signal. If your father is winking, he's giving you a signal. Better watch. If you close your eyes, we're taught to pray and close our eyes. And some of us think that is what brings the answer. No. They are just helping you to concentrate. So that you can catch. So that you not be distracted. Jesus says, watch and pray. You can be more alert with your eyes closed than you can be alert with your eyes open. Let me say it again. When Jesus said, watch and pray, he didn't say, open your kolo eyes. That's not what he was saying. He means be alert. And sometimes when you are watching all the things around you, you lose focus. You are praying. Sister A enters, you watch her wig. Sister B enters, you watch her shoe. Brother A entered, you watch his trouser. Brother C enters, you watch his watch. Like, you are praying, but you know everybody, you even know the time they entered. You are very accurate. How can you be focused? Because you came to watch people. Jesus says, watch and pray. Be on guard. Be alert. Tell somebody, be alert. Be alert means, let your spirit be connected. Because God is speaking. Because answers are flying. As you started the fast, oh Daniel, your answer was real. So as you have started the 40 days, it is not at the 40th Thanksgiving before God will receive an answer. Before God will release an answer. Some of you, your answer started from day one. But the issue is that you are not alert. The issue is that your antennas are down. The issue is that your antennas are down. So the signals from heaven are flying. The direction from heaven are flying. The help from heaven is flying. But you are not able to accept. But from today, grace is available for you. May your ears be open. May your eyes be open. And when we connect to speaking in tongues, we get connected to his voice. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. It says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears not heard, nor has he entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. You don't know. You don't know that God wants you to do. You don't have access to his voice. But there is a way. But God has revealed them to us through his spirit. It is through his spirit that he has revealed the thing to us. For the spirit searches all things. The deep things of God. The things we don't know is the spirit that has access to it. So once you start praying in the Holy Ghost, you have engaged the search department of the spirit. The spirit starts searching. If it's about academics, he starts searching. If it's about job, he starts searching. If it's about favor, he starts searching. So this year, as you pray for satisfaction of favor, pray in the Holy Ghost more. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Find yourself praying 1 hour without a topic. Parakatash. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Because you are giving the Spirit the opportunity to connect you to the accuracy of His plan for your life. You will easily hear the voice of God. You will easily have follow-up visions and dreams you will easily understand. The reason is because that night you prayed in the Holy Ghost. Before you slept, you prayed in the Holy Ghost like 30 minutes. And you went back to sleep. And so God can reveal a secret to you. Somewhere last week, in the weakness of my flesh, I was awake in the middle of the night. And anytime I'm awake in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, I see it as a signal to pray. So I started praying in the hall. And I prayed. I prayed in the Holy Ghost for like 1 hour. And I went to sleep. The Lord showed me a secret. The Lord showed me the source of an attack on my life. The Lord showed me. Somewhere my mind was not. Far away. Tell somebody, you don't know the deep things. The questions you are asking, you don't have answers to them. Somebody is a custodian of the answers. He's called the Spirit. Speak in the language he wants, in the language he understands. Engage him. When you engage him, he will begin to take over. You are directing the prayer wrongly. Give him the chance to lead the prayer. Give him the chance to direct the prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when you do that, answers will drop like thunder. Answers will drop like fire. Answers will drop. These 40 days, answers are dropping. I said answers are dropping. I said answers are dropping. I said answers are dropping. So pray in the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands, but however the Spirit, he speaks mystery. Verse 15. So what is the conclusion then? I will pray in the Spirit. And I also pray with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. I also sing with understanding. That is why, because music brings his voice. When you even sink in the spirit, you connect to deeper secrets of God concerning your life, concerning that topic you are praying about, concerning that issue you are praying about. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost and see what God has for you. God is not dumb. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. We don't serve a blind God. He sees all things. What has happened to you is a surprise to you, not God. What you are hearing today is a shock to you, not God. He knew it before the foundations of the earth. He is the Ancient of Days, declaring the end from the beginning. He could have helped you. He could have told you. He could have directed you. Maybe he did all this while, but you didn't hear. But from today, as you connect in the Holy Ghost, as you pray in the Holy Ghost, as you sing in the Holy Ghost, you are getting connected to direction. You are getting connected to his voice. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet tonight.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.